with this extreme cold, one thing you need to keep in mind is what kind of pet you have. Cats, they're not going to be able to regulate their temperature very well. There's also other vulnerable groups. That's going to include like senior pets, cats and dogs, any type of small breed dog or pets with short coats. They're not going to be able to tolerate the coat or the cold as well as like a large double coated dog or a dog with a lot of fur. So we always say that your visits outside should be limited. They should be supervised. You want to keep outside time closer to 5 to 10 minutes. You want to be monitoring your dog. Are you seeing signs of hypothermia or frostbite? You should be keeping an eye on them for things like shivering. If your dog is shivering, please bring them back inside. The biggest things to keep in mind are going to be temperature and chemical irritants when it comes to this season. So temperature, if it is too cold, you know, you can use things like booties, jackets, if your dog tolerates them, especially for like leash walks. The other thing that's really important to keep in mind is that a lot of what people are putting on their, all the salt that people are putting down right now, there are PetSafe brands, but for the most part, people are not using PetSafe brands. So for that, you want to be checking paws for irritants like road salt or ice after walks, because those sharp pieces of ice can also get stuck in their paw pads. And consider protective measures like balms or booties. So you can put a protective balm on their paws before your walk and then rinse them off afterwards. And that's going to help keep them protected. You should also try to wipe your dog's paws and feet and their stomach to remove the ice and the salt.
Is a good idea.
Yeah, because you don't want them to be like licking it out of their coat, yeah. Especially because it's not safe to be ingested. Also, things like antifreeze, spills, de-icer, things like that, you want to make sure that you're keeping those sealed and away. Spills like that in your house can quickly turn into a trip to the emergency vet and issues for your pet.
Well, when you see, especially when the wind chill is so cold, just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
And even when, because I talked about we have a husky next to us, and that dog does not do well in the summer. It's just low energy with the heat. This time of year, it can be these bitterly cold days, and that dog is having the greatest time outside.
And that is exactly how my dog is too. As soon as it starts snowing, you are hard pressed to get my dog back in the house.
Yeah.
But what's really important is to supervise.
Right, because there have been times that I have looked over there and thought that dog, even though it's bitterly cold right now, it's even too cold for our friend Breeze.
And you know, indoor is best, but if there are animals that are going to be outdoors, it's essential to make sure that they have proper shelter. So you want to make sure that they are insulated, that they have dry spaces, and that they have space away from wind, so blocking from wind chill and away from moisture. One really good tip for this is if you're doing outdoor cat houses for ferals or outdoor dog houses, blankets can actually absorb moisture and freeze and actually decrease the temperature of your outdoor enclosures. So things like hay are really helpful for insulation, and they're naturally moisture wicking. So that's a really good thing to use to insulate outdoor houses. I definitely recommend that, because the blankets, once they freeze, that's going to make the temperature go down. The temperature should be regulated to keep pets away from heat sources as well. So if you're doing heating pads or like small space heaters, you want to make sure that those are being safely used and supervised as well to prevent burns or fires, especially if you're using these in tandem with something like hay that's going to be highly flammable. The safest thing also is please be on the lookout for animals who are left unattended outside, whether that means that they're being tethered outside, abandonment, things like that still happen this time of year,
yeah.
But it can be deadly. So if you see something, please say something, report to your local animal control, keep the animals in your community safe, and you could be saving a life.
Boy, that's important too, to be able to see it. If you see a dog just kind of wandering around the neighborhood, to do something about that, don't just...
And I think I said hay. I mean straw.
Oh, okay.
I don't know the difference.
Oh, yeah.
It's the straw, it acts as insulation. It will help trap the body heat.
Okay.
Hay can be to absorb the moisture and get moldy and freeze, so...
Oh, hay is green, straw is brown.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there we go.
You learned
something today. I learned about puzzles, you learned about hay and straw.
This is why I bring Vaughn everywhere.
The two of you are good. The three of you are a very good team together. That's why I like getting all three of you, because I know anything I ask, someone will know the answer to.
Yeah.
I remember when growing up with my dog that was out most of the time, but we would bring her in when it would be so cold. But we had to, when you bring her into the house, she was outside most of the time, or would stay in the garage at night, but when it was too cold, would come in. Sometimes it would be too hot for her, so we'd have to adjust kind of the house temperature because she just wasn't used to being around too much heat.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to make sure that your pets are staying comfortable. You can always be monitoring signs of overheating as well. A lot of dogs will kind of self-regulate in the house. So instead of laying under the blankets or on a soft bed, they're going to lay on the floor where they can kind of cool themselves down a little bit. I think the last thing to touch on with it comes to like really cold temperatures. We talked about this and how important it is last time, but you cannot be leaving dogs unattended in cars for extended periods of time unsupervised. It is really dangerous because it can quickly lose heat, and then your pets are going to be at risk for hypothermia. So
Same thing in the summer when it's
exactly.
too hot.
Exactly, and that's another thing where, you know, if you see something, say something. Stick around the area, see how long they're in that car. So if something happens and you need to step in, be the savior for these animals.
Well, Kathleen, I think this is important to talk about this kind of thing, especially if you've got cats outside and you're like, my cats are they're outside cats,
mm-hmm.
but when it gets so cold, they need something, and that's why I think some of your ideas with things are really important to take to heart and just not assume. Well, they'll take care of themselves.
Yeah, and if the water is frozen, they need water.
Yeah.
So make sure that you're frequently checking outside. You can do heated bowls. You can also, one thing that they sometimes recommend is putting a clean, dark-colored brick in the bottom of your water source, and it'll attract sunlight, and that'll help naturally warm the bowl as well for your feral cats. But if everything is frozen outside, then they do not have a fresh source of water. So make sure that you're frequently changing that out and checking it for freezing as well.
And especially, boy, it's so important, especially if you're taking your dogs on walks on the road,
mm-hmm.
on the roads, that the salt and the chemicals are going to really create a problem if you don't take care of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, personally, I just keep pet safe wipes at home, and when I get Rory back into the house, we wipe her paws down, and we haven't had any problems. But certain dogs, my sister's dog is very sensitive to it, so you know what she does is she draws a warm bath and she washes off all his paws when he gets back from a walk, and that's a really good way to prevent irritation for him.
So you should do that, I guess, right away. After you've come after the walk, you come inside and you take care of that.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to do it. You know, take off your boots and clean them off, and then get them warmed up. Get yourself warmed up. It's really cold out there, but you want to make sure that they're not ingesting salt. You want to make sure that they're not tracking it around your house, and then you know your cats eat it. So the sooner you can get that off, the better.
Okay. Well, good. Thank you. Good tips. Good things to remind. And especially when the. When you see about the wind chill, or there's going to be a lot of snow, or in what we've dealt with this year with ice.
Yeah, keep them dry, keep them warm, keep them inside.
Yeah, yeah.